hearts to listen. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. This is nice to be outside. Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. I love the dance that we did this morning. That was a proper caroling. That was awesome. Today is the eve of the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world, a promise made by God to the Jews. The promise was not just for them, but for all mankind. Hi, bird. That centers me just like, that's my daughter. All right, cool. Lord, thank you for being here with us. The prophets of the Old Testament spoke of a child to be born. We read Isaiah 9 this morning. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The prophets of old spoke of a peace to come. As Leon Morris says, peace between God and man, the healing of the estrangement caused by human evil. The prophets spoke of a hope, a joy, a savior, a light. We also see very clearly a need for this hope, a need for this light, a need for a savior, and a need for peace. Isaiah doesn't shy away from announcing the desolation of the times. We would do well to do the same today. We need to remember our desperation and our desolation without a savior. The prophet spoke of redemption of Israel like a cool bath for a chapped and weary soul, like a cool spring announced to a people choking on mud. Today, preachers around the world will do the same. However, today, we speak like Zechariah of the tender mercies of God and announce that Jesus did in Luke 4 announce that the day of the Lord has come. Today, in your midst, this has been fulfilled. I'm going to read that to you guys. Luke 4, if you have your Bibles. Verse 17. Because on this side of the timeline, we don't just celebrate the birth, but we celebrate the life of Christ. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. Speaking of Jesus, he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Today we celebrate, and tomorrow, that a Savior has come. a Christ. Repent and believe in the gospel. Now I'm going to read Isaiah 1. Bear with me. This speaks of our desperation. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children, have I reared and brought you up? But they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged. Why will you be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil. Your country lies desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. In your very presence, foreigners devour your land. It is desolate, as overthrown by foreigners. And the daughter of Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a lodge in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a few survivors, we should have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? Have I had enough burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts? Bring no vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove evil deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Come now, let us dispute together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be white like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword. From the mouth of the Lord, he has spoken. Today, we celebrate the Lord doing the impossible. He can cleanse us of our sin. He can make the red stained shirts white. Nothing is impossible for our God. Amen? The beauty of the New Testament is that it's a new covenant, and this salvation talked of in the prophets is not just for the Jews anymore, but it's for all mankind. Everyone willing to be humble and ask for forgiveness. Everyone willing to admit they need a Savior. I'm 27, and I've had many moments in my life where I've been in touch with that need, and I'm sure you guys have all been there. I'm going to read Luke 2, 8 through 20. You can go there with me. Tradition is neat because we revisit the same kind of things, you know. We revisit Christmas every year, but we're not the same every year. And we've read this verse, I'm sure, 100 times or every year. Even if you're not a believer, you know, for every Christmas you've heard this. But tradition is good in that way. You can reflect. So as a Christian, I ask you to reflect on this passage. And if you're not a believer, I ask you to reflect on this passage. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Jesus the Lord." Well, Christ the Lord. "And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a great army of heavenly angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning the child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it was told them. So the salvation of our souls is something that is out of the tender mercies of God. If you read Zechariah's prophecy in the chapter before, you see it very clearly. It's not something we could have done. It's kindness that leads us to repentance. Amen? So during this Christmas, I would like you to respond to the Lord's salvation with two different actions. One, just like Mary, treasure up these things in your heart and reflect. Sort of like a reset for next year, huh? And two, just like the shepherds, glorify and praise God, our Savior. Please pray with me. Lord, just days like these, I just want to sit in your presence and thank you. We await your coming again, and we praise you for your first coming, Lord. Thank you for the hope and the peace. It's like water to our souls. We can't get it anywhere else. Thank you for cleansing us of sin. It's like we're breathing through straws before we met you. Now we can breathe fresh air. To your glory, thank you for coming. In Jesus' name, amen.